It's repeatedly said in the Proverbs that certain things are abomination to Yahweh. But whenever you read the word abomination outside of Proverbs, it is the usual word for idolatry. And it's very commonly used like this. And what's significant about the usage of the term abomination in Proverbs is that Solomon applies it consistently to secret sins, to words and matters of the heart, to internal attitudes and judgments, and things that people do secretly and on the quiet. I'll give you a couple of examples from Proverbs 11, verse 1, and Proverbs 20, verses 10 and 23. A false balance is an abomination to Yahweh, but accurate weights are his delight. Well, a false balance or a false weights. The idea was that you went to market with your goods with a balance that was slightly wrong, that was geared towards you, so that instead of selling somebody 1 kilogram of potatoes, you actually had, let's say, 900 grams on the balance. And false weights were the same. Let me just weigh you your potatoes, madam. How many would you like? 2 kilos. Okay, let me just put this 2 kilo weight on. But actually, the 2 kilo weight is a 1.8 kilo weight. Well, to make that sort of deception credible, the balance and the weight that you were using that was false would have only been a little bit false, because you couldn't really persuasively deceive people out of that much. It would just be a few pennies. And this is abomination to God. This is idolatry. Just trying to steal a few pennies here and there to deceive in little things, very little things, God treats as the abomination of idolatry. Well, what are we to make of that? I think the point is that a person is revealed for who they really are by the little things. By your attitudes over small things, you show the real state of your heart. And that's why God is so sensitive to it. And he likewise delights in accurate weights. A 2 kilo weight is to be a 2 kilo weight. And he's delighted that that's how you operate. So the other thing with all the things in Proverbs that are called abomination is that they have a recurring nature to them. In other words, the person who bothered to construct a 1.8 kilogram weight and write 2 kilograms on it hadn't done that just to use it once. This was a recurrent, regular way of going on. So you see the point that idolatry is being redefined as small recurring acts of deceit and unfaithfulness. This is the kind of thing that is modern day idolatry. We often say, don't we, that the Bible is full of warnings against idolatry and it's all relevant for us, although we don't have idols made of wood and stone, but lots of other things can be idols to us. Well, here you have really the essence of that teaching. Proverbs 26 is another one. It talks about the person who has got one idea in his heart, but speaks in a very charming way. His speech is charming, 26 verse 25, but there are 7 abominations in his heart. So again, this way of going on whereby you think something about a person, but in your words to them, you're very sweet and charming. This again is typically a recurrent failure. It's something that you keep on doing, often with the same person. That's somebody in your life who you really have very hard, harsh thoughts about, and yet when you meet them, you're nice as pie to them and sweet and charming. We can all be like that. And that is an abomination to God. So then, it seems to me that these are the things which are the essence of idolatry in our age. And search me, O God, as David said, and know my heart, and see if there's any wicked way in me. And that's, again, the idea of abomination. if there's any idolatry in my heart, and lead me in the way everlasting.